I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Monday, October 3. Coming up, Met Service maintains hurricane warning, courts closed on Tuesday, and shelter occupants urged to preserve school furniture. The news in detail after this message.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. As Category 4 Hurricane Matthew continues to move northeasterly towards Haiti, the Meteorological Service has maintained a hurricane warning for Jamaica. This means that average wind speeds of up to 224 kilometers per hour are expected. Head of the National Meteorological Center, Lawrence Brown, is urging Jamaicans to continue to be on high alert as heavy rains and thunderstorms will cause more flooding.
The rainfall associated with Matthew, slow-moving Matthew, has been delayed. However, outbreaks of showers and thunderstorms should continue through the rest of today and Tuesday while the system approaches Jamaica. We're still under a hurricane warning, and the fact of the matter, with a hurricane warning in effect for the island, all citizens over every square inch of the island should continue to exercise prudent action in being prepared. The arguments of drifting this way or that way should not negate people putting the necessary measures in place.
The center of Matthew will approach the southwestern coast of Haiti Monday night and eastern Cuba on Tuesday. Some fluctuations in intensity are possible during the next couple of days, but Matthew is expected to remain a powerful hurricane. The parishes of St. Mary, Portland, St. Thomas, Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine should experience heavy rains and flooding. Residents are also being warned that dangerous landslides may occur. The Court Administration Division is advising that all courts will remain closed on Monday and Tuesday in light of the approach of Hurricane Matthew. Director of Communications Tricia Cameron Anglin says she has received reports that persons are turning up for court in some areas.
Accused persons who have been bailed and are due in court on Monday and Tuesday, October 3 and 4, they should attend court on Wednesday, weather conditions permitting.
Mrs. Cameron Anglin is urging persons with other court matters to be guided by weather conditions and advisories from the relevant authorities. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has advised that a number of stoplights in the corporate area are currently out of service. As such, motorists are being asked to enter intersections with caution. Members of the public are being urged to remain indoors as much as possible and to only proceed outside if it's absolutely necessary. Head of the JCF's Corporate Communication Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, says several police officers have been deployed across the island to assist citizens and maintain law and order.
I just want to reassure the nation that the Jamaica Constabulary Force is well activated. We are as ready as we can be. We will be out in the street in our numbers, but everybody has to play a part in ensuring that they are safe.
Ms. Lindsay is encouraging citizens to download the Stay Alert mobile application from the Google Play Store to receive alerts from the police. She says the mobile app does not require credit to activate or use it. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is reminding persons occupying emergency shelters to take care of equipment at the facilities. Permanent Secretary Dr. Marie Smith says over 830 schools have been handed over to the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development to be used as emergency shelters.
Just to implore the persons who are occupying the shelters, just to ensure that they take care of the furniture. They, as much as possible, do not do any damage. We cannot afford to have anything that's going to be negatively impacting teaching and learning. And so we're asking them to do their very best to ensure that they take care of the furniture so that we can resume school without delay.
Dr. Smith was speaking in an interview with GIS News. He says after Hurricane Matthew is no longer a threat to Jamaica, the Education Ministry will do an assessment to determine how quickly the centers can be returned to school administrators to facilitate the resumption of teaching and learning. The Education Ministry had put contingency measures in place to make up for any teaching days lost due to national emergencies. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.